بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't go off during the khutbah. Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness, we seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him, and whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there's nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Wa qala Allah azza wa jal, Ya ayyuha al-Nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidah. وخلق منها زوجها وبات منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Brothers, if we can, maybe we can move up just a little bit so the brothers that are coming in, they can still find home, inshallah. بارك الله فيكم. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وما يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, who blesses all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who blesses to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah, who's revealed to us the reality of our short stay in this dunya and the reality of what's coming next in the akhirah and the hereafter. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder for us about the precious drops. The precious drops. And I'm talking about the teardrops. I'm talking about the teardrops, the tears that a person sheds for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Crying for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, when's the last time we shed a tear when we remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When is the last time that we remembered our meeting with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it brought fear to our hearts and it brought a tear to our eyes? When is the last time we reflected on our sins, all the bad things that we do, the way we disobey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it brought a tear to our eyes? Brothers and sisters, if this is not us, or if it's been a long time, then inshallah this khutbah will be of benefit for us. And I believe all of us need this reminder. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزِّلُ الْأَرْضَ نَارِثُ الْأَرْضَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا وَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the people whose hearts have gotten hard, and that's us, to the people who can't shed a tear for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and warned them about the day of regret. The day of regrets when the cases will be decided. Right now, all of us, we don't know how we're going to end up. None of us know for certain that we're going to go to Jannah. None of us know for certain that we've been saved from the hellfire. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the cases will be decided. And we'll know for sure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and warned them. Warned them about the day of regrets. And that's going to be the deepest regret on Yawm al-Qiyamah. When the people will wish that they could come back and do the right thing. When the people will wish that they had done the right thing and stopped doing the wrong things. So Allah says and warned them the day of regrets. Because right now they're in a state of ghafla. They're in a state of heedlessness. Carelessness. They're not even thinking about Yawm al-Qiyamah. And they don't believe. And Allah says, verily, He is going to inherit everything that's on the earth. Allah is going to inherit the earth and everything on it and everyone on it. And to Allah is the return. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of. Brothers and sisters, if we haven't shed a tear for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we hear the ayat from the Quran, if we hear the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it doesn't bring softness to our hearts, then there's something wrong with us. There's something wrong with us. And we need to remember, if we can't shed a tear for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's because our hearts, they've become hard. And we need to remember that hellfire was created to soften the hearts. Jahannam was created to soften the hearts. May Allah save us from that. Much better for our hearts to be soft today in this dunya than for them to be softened in the hereafter in the hellfire. It said that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, and he was the number one man of hadith. He's the sahabi who narrated the most hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he died when he was almost 80. And it said that when he was on his deathbed, he began to cry. Abu Huraira, he began to cry. This person has sacrificed so much for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person who sacrificed his youth and his life and his health for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's on his deathbed, he begins to cry. And people say, Abu Huraira, why are you crying? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, it's not because of this dunya. It's not because of what I'm leaving behind here. He said, it's because ahead of me is a long journey. It's a long journey, and I don't have enough provisions with me. I haven't packed enough. And he's talking about good deeds. He said, I haven't packed enough, and I've reached a point where I'm going to go downhill from here, and there's only going to be two destinations. The hellfire and Jannah. And he said, and I don't know which one I'm going to. And this was Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. What about us? What is our state, brothers and sisters? We who sacrifice almost nothing for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, we don't sacrifice our time. Maybe we sacrifice a little bit of our wealth. But we don't sacrifice anything in comparison to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. What's going to be our state? Brothers and sisters, when it comes to this dunya, we need to be hard. We need to have an attitude where we don't care about this dunya. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us, we need to be soft. All of us, we need to be crybabies. All of us, we need to be waterheads. We need to have the soft hearts and the eyes that shed tears for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described the believers in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَخِرُونَ بِأَذْقَانِ يَبْقُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the believers, and they fall down on their faces crying. They fall down on their faces crying for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it increases them in khushu. It increases them in humility. Because they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from these people. Brothers and sisters, we should ask ourselves, have our hearts gotten hard? Is this why we can't shed a tear for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is this why when we read in the Quran the descriptions of Jahannam, the hellfire, it does nothing to us? Is this why we're not afraid of the Jahannam, of the punishment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As I said, brothers and sisters, the hellfire was created to soften the hearts. These hearts that in this dunya, they're hard as a rock, the hellfire will soften them for sure. May Allah save us from that. Brothers and sisters, we need to reflect on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us, we say we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how many of us, we try to be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Al-Shaykh here, radiallahu anhu, he says, أَتَيْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ يُسَلِّي. He says, I came to Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ when Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ he was making salam. And he said, وَلِجَوْفِهِ عَزِيزٌ كَأَزِيزِ الْمِرْجَلِ مِنَ الْبُقَاءِ. He said that there was a sound coming from the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like a tea kettle. A tea kettle when it's boiling and it starts whistling and bubbling and making noise. He said there was a sound like that coming from the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was crying so much in his salah. Because he was crying so much in his salah. When is the last time that we cried when we were making salat? Because when we're in salat, we're supposed to be in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When's the last time that we cried when we were in that state? May Allah loosen our tears for us. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he said that as for the weeping, as for the crying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it was the same degree as his laughter. It was the same as his laughter. He said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wouldn't cry real loud, and there wouldn't be a whole lot of noise coming from him. And it was the same way with his laughter. All of us know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he laughed, he didn't laugh like we do, with our mouths all open, all loud, and people looking at us. This is not the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And he said, and his crying was the same way. But he said that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he began to cry, his eyes would fill up with tears and then they would just keep flowing. Then they would just keep flowing. May Allah loosen the tears in our eyes. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he said that when Rasulullah began to cry, then you would hear that sound from his chest, that bubbling sound from his chest. And it would be like a tea kettle that's boiling over. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would cry for different reasons. Sometimes he would cry out of mercy for the people that had died. Sometimes he would cry out of compassion for the ummah, for the hardships that he saw his followers experiencing. He would cry because of that. And sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa he would cry out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of fear of standing in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa he would cry when he heard the recitation of the Qur'an. Or when he himself was reciting the Qur'an, he would reflect on the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this would bring tears to his eyes. Brothers and sisters, let's try to be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, how many of us know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered us to cry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered us to cry. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال يا أمة محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O followers of Muhammad, he's talking to us. O followers of Muhammad, he said, والله, I swear by Allah. He said, لو تعلمون ما أعلموا لبقيتم كثيرا ولذهبتم قليلا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I swear by Allah, if you knew what I know, you would cry a lot and you would laugh very little. You would cry a lot and you would laugh very little. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Jahannam. He saw the hellfire. He saw the people being punished in their graves. He saw the punishment for the different disobedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why he's telling us, if you knew what I knew, you would cry a lot and you would laugh very little. But how many of us is the opposite? We laugh all the time. Everything's funny. And we cry very little. Brothers and sisters, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they understood the value, the importance of crying. And so they strove to cry. Can you imagine this? They strove to cry. They wanted to cry for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the Muslims that came before us, his name was Qab al-Abhar rahimahullah. He said, to cry out of the fear of Allah is more valuable to me than if I gave away the gold as much as I weigh. If I gave away my weight in gold, it would mean less to me than if I cried sincerely out of the fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah. This is how valuable it was to them to cry for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, if you want to cry, then remember the grave. If you want to cry, then remember the grave. All of us who live in different places in this dunya, but once we cross over the al-barzakh, that barrier between the living and the dead, all of us were going to have the same home. And that's al-qabr, the grave. At-Tirmidhi has related from Hani radiallahu anhu, and he was the freed slave of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Hani says, Kana Uthmanu ida waqafa ala qabrin baqa hatta yabbula liyahta. Hani, the free slave of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he said that whenever Uthman radiallahu anhu, he would stop at a grave, he would begin to cry. And he would cry so much that his beard would fill up from his tears. So the people, they said to Uthman, Lahu tuthqaru jannata wal nar fala tabki. Whenever they mentioned hellfire and paradise in front of you, you don't cry. وَتَبْكِ مِنْ هَذَا. But you cry for this, the grave. Why is that? Jannah and paradise is mentioned to you and you don't cry. But they mention the grave, or you see the grave and then you begin to cry. Why is this? Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ فَإِنَّ جَاءَ مِنْهُ فَمَبَدَّهُ أَيْسَرُ مِنْهُ. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, verily the grave, it's the first stage of the stages of the hereafter. The grave is the first stage of the stages of the hereafter. And whosoever is saved from this first stage, then whatever comes after that is going to be easy. May Allah make it easy for us. And then he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْجُوا مِنْهُ فَمَبَدُّهُ أَشَدُّ مِنْ. Whosoever is not saved from this first stage from the grave, then what comes after it is harder. What comes after this is harder. May Allah make that first stage easy for us. Brothers and sisters, remember the grave and let it bring a tear to your eye. And brothers and sisters, we're not that far away from our graves. All of us, we're a heartbeat away, one breath away from finding ourselves in that grave. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, مَا أَرَيْتُ مَنْدَرًا قَدْتُ إِلَّا وَالْقَبْرُ أَفْدَأَ مِنْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I have not seen anything that is more horrible than the grave. I have not seen anything that is more horrible, more terrible than al-qabr, than the grave. And brothers and sisters, this is our next stop. This is our next stop. So brothers and sisters, I encourage all of us, reflect on that. Reflect on our next home. And let it soften your hearts and let it bring a tear to your eyes. Brothers and sisters, if you want to cry, then remember your death. Remember your death. Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu, he said, كُنَّ مَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي جَنَازَةٍ فَجَلَّسَ عَلَى شَفِيرِ الْقَبْرِ فَبَقَى حَتَّى بَلَّى ثَرَى ثُمَّ قَالْ يَا إِخْوَانِي لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَأَئِدُّ. Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu, he said, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we went to a janazah, we went to a funeral, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat down by the side of this grave, by the side of the grave, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began to cry. And he cried so much that the ground where he was, it became wet from his tears. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the Sahaba that were there, he said, oh my brothers, for the likes of this, prepare yourselves. For the likes of this, prepare yourselves. And this is our next stop, brothers and sisters. How many of us were ready for it? And this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who Allah forgave his past and future sins. And yet he's crying at the side of the grave. And he's telling us to prepare for it. And he's crying. What about us? Brothers and sisters, if you want to cry, if you want your heart to get soft, remember Yawmul Qiyamah. Remember the day of standing. Remember the day when we're going to stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warned us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانِ شِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the day when the child will become gray-headed. The child that died, he will see Yawmul Qiyamah and his hair will turn gray from what he sees. And this is an innocent child who never did anything wrong, who won't be held accountable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about us? What about us? What about our day of standing? Brothers and sisters, remember Yawmul Qiyamah. Remember Yawmul Qiyamah, the day when we're going to stand in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember all the sins that we've committed after Allah blessed us with Islam. Remember the sins that we do day in and day out. We disobey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the day when we're going to be standing in front of Him. Brothers and sisters, I want to share a hadith, a riwayah, a narration from Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu, he said that indeed the inhabitants of the hellfire, the people that are in the hellfire, they're going to be calling out to Malik. Malik is the angel that's in charge of the hellfire. They're going to be calling out to Malik. And they're going to be calling out to him for relief, for help, for 40 years. SubhanAllah. For 40 years. These people will be in the hellfire for 40 years calling on Malik. Malik, help us. Malik, do something for us. Malik, call Allah for us. Help us. After 40 years, Malik is going to say to these people, this is your place. This is where you belong. After 40 years. And so then the people, they will try to skip Malik and they will start trying to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're going to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're going to say, oh Allah, send us back. Oh Allah, please send us back, oh Allah. Allah, if you send us back and we do the bad things, then really we're the oppressors then. This is what they're going to say. And they want to say this over and over again. And Abdullah bin Amr, he says these people, they will go on calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the same duration of this dunya. However long this dunya has been in existence, they're going to be calling on Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that same amount of time. Can you imagine this? And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he said that it's going to be twice that time. Twice the length of time of the existence of this earth. They're going to be calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, think about this for just a second. How long is that? And then finally, after all that time has passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us what He's going to tell them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, Ahsa'u, Ahsa'u fiha, wa la tukallimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say, away with you to the hellfire, and don't speak to me. And this word, hasa'a, hasa'a, is like you drive a dog away. A dog, a stray dog, you drive him away. This is how Allah is going to respond to these people. Away with you to the hellfire, and don't speak to me. Abdullah bin Amr says that when the people hear this, they're going to give up hope. There's no hope after that, subhanAllah. They're going to give up hope, and then they're really going to start to cry. Then they're going to cry, and they're going to moan, and they're going to sob. Brothers and sisters, better that we cry in this dunya for the fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that we cry in that hellfire tomorrow. May Allah save us from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften our hearts and bring the tears to our eyes for His sake. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's so merciful to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us good advice in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqullaha wabtagu ilayhi wasila. Wajahidu fi sabilihi la'allakum tuflihun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Oh, you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. Have the consciousness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek the way to Him. Seek the way to Him. Seek the way to get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And struggle in His sake. Struggle for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you may be successful. May Allah make it easy for us. Brothers and sisters, the way that we struggle to find the way back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it begins with our hearts. And it begins with the tears. Brothers and sisters, there's many benefits from crying for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, it softens your hearts. When you cry for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it softens your hearts. Number two, this is the way the righteous people were before us. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he cried often. And this was the messenger of Allah. What about us? How much more should we be crying? Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. They strove to cry for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said that upon occasion, Umar radiallahu anhu, he came to Abu Bakr Siddiq and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he found them both crying. And Umar, he said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me, why are you crying? He said, if what you tell me makes me cry, then I'll cry. And if I can't cry, then I'll force myself to cry. This is how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were. They wanted to cry for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about us? Brothers and sisters, the people that cry, they're the ones that are deserving of Jannah, of paradise. So find a way to make yourself cry for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers and sisters, if you can find yourself crying for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves it when His slaves cry for His sake. Allah loves it when His slave remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it brings tears to his eyes. At-Tirmidhi has related in Abu Umama radiallahu anhum, Anni Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laysa shay'un ahabbu ila Allahi man qatrataini wa athareini. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are two drops and two marks that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two drops and two marks or two traces that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qatratun min dumu'in fi khashyati Allah wa qatratu dammi
Tuharaku fi sabilillah. Rasulullah said, a tear that comes out for fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves that drop. And a drop of blood that's shed for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves those two drops. A tear that's shed for his sake. A person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he cries because of that. Allah loves that. And a person that sheds blood, he loses some blood in the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves that. And Rasulullah said, wa amma al-ataran, and as for the two traces, the two marks, fa'atharu fi sabilillahi wa'atharun fi faridatin min faraidillah. Rasulullah said, the two traces, the two marks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, is somebody who acquires a mark, a scar, a wound, or something that leaves a trace in the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And somebody that develops a mark or a trace, performing something that he's been ordered to do for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you think of these things, think of doing something for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other day we were in the masjid working and a brother stepped on a nail. And perhaps you have a scar from that. But he was there for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah count that for him. How many of us, we see the Muslims and maybe they have a sajda mark, a mark of prostration on their forehead. And this is a mark that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. How about on your ankle from when you make when you're sitting down during your salat? If you do it often enough, you have something. Maybe on your knees. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us something. May He give us something that will remain with us that we can show to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. And say, oh Allah, I got this for your sake, oh Allah. May Allah accept from us. Brothers and sisters, Imam Bukhari has related an Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu qal, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سبعة يذلهم الله رجل دقر الله ففدت عيناه. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there are seven people who will be under the shade of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from those seven people is a man who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another narration it says, a man who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's alone. And he brings tears to his eyes. He cries for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person, Allah will grant him shade on Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah make us from these people. Brothers and sisters, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yajjilu nara rajulun baqa min hashyati Allahi ta'ala hatta ya'udal labunu fi darri. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person that cries for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person that cries out of fear for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not enter the hellfire until the milk, it goes back up into the udder. Until the milk that comes out of the cows or the camels or the sheep or whatever, until that milk goes back up into the udder. And we know that this is impossible. Rasulullah said that a person that cries for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not enter the hellfire until that happens. So what does that say? The person that cries for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not going to go into the hellfire. So may Allah make us from the people who cry for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the soft hearts and the tears that come out for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to benefit from this short reminder. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To help us to cry for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To help us to remember our day of standing in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, it brings tears to our eyes.